Protecting almond trees from hole rot. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mohammed Yagmore is an Area Orchard System Advisor with UCANR Cooperative Extension Kern County.
It's really important to remember that we need to understand our causal agents, because based on the causal agent, it will decide what chemicals to use and when to apply it. For a good example is when we are dealing with Monalinia, we have to apply the chemical 3 to 4 weeks before when we're applying the chemicals to Rhizopus. And that's one.
He noted that disease management that causes hole rot is very important.
We know that pathogens such as Rhizopus and Aspergillus, they go to the canopy on soil particles. So reducing the dust will reduce the incidence of that pathogen reaching the canopy and being deposited on the fruits during hull split.
Also note that excessive nitrogen within the tree increases susceptibility to hole rot. In two long-term UC studies, the more nitrogen applied, the higher the incidence of hole rot. Trees with nitrogen application rates above 250 pounds per acre were the most severely affected, and hole rot strikes were higher in low crop years. Growers should contact their PCAs for more information. They're a good resource. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.